There are millions of small businesses in the UK, but in 2013, only 13,000 of them claimed back the cash that they were entitled to from the government. £46,000 on average, they say. If you've spent time and resources carrying out new product development or working on innovative solutions, you could reduce your tax bill or secure a cash injection of up to 25% of what you've spent. Stuart did.
My company, Travel Welfare, have been developing new cost-effective software for issuing vouchers to delayed flight passengers. Rift Research and Development helped me claim tens of thousands of pounds back against the staff time and material costs I invested. It was such a simple process and they completed everything for me, so I had nothing to worry about. I would strongly recommend Rift and I'll be using them again.
To find out if your business is eligible, visit innovationreward.co.uk today. That's innovationreward.co.uk.
Jobsinkent.com.
Channel Radio.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on this Tuesday, the 12th of May. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jill Sutton.
Had quite a lot on the Twitter, Paul. It's gone bananas. It's gone
I know. We've been a bit remiss in reading out the tweets because we got all bogged down in getting really excited and interested in what Alison and David were saying. So let's have a few tweets and then we'll talk to our next guest straight after that.
Yeah, certainly. We've had Roderick Hogarth on saying... I'm sure you will get a special invitation from Steffi H7 to the Seven Oaks Pink Party. I think that's referring to your tutu.
Have you been tweeting out pictures of me in a tutu?
Maybe
you have,
little,
haven't you? You have.
Little slip of the finger. Mm. And they're asking which one... Also, James Plath is asking which one of these pinkies is the brain. And that was from the brain... what's it called? You know, the Unified Box and...
Unified Pro, yeah, and Dialabrain.
Dialabrain, who are tweeting in.
Okay.
Also the fabulous Lisa Settle and the team at Telcare, who do our telecommunications here in Channel Radio, as I recall, and they do a fab job. Who Cares Wins Radio, hello Angela, to you, who has a show on every Monday. Also, YBC have been tweeting in. Good morning to you. Good afternoon. The lovely Whitstable Stove Shop currently listening in. They listen to the Superior Show.
That'll be Mark Smith.
In Saddleton Road. Unbeknown to you, he hasn't moved to Faversham, has he?
No, that's true. We've had a new listener tweet in for the first time, RSK Business Support Limited on the Twitter, RSK_BSL. It says VanillaWeb, RSK_BSL will be at Kent 2020 on the 13th of May, that's tomorrow, and we look forward to meeting other exhibitors and attendees. And could we have a shout-out? You have just been shouted out. We've had a tweet from Fruit Bowl Media that says, hi VanillaWeb, say thanks to SP Wedding Events for the kind words she said after we managed to recover her hacked website for her.
So,
absolutely.
Nothing worse than being hacked, is there?
Absolutely. We got hacked here a year
years
or so
ago. Years ago, yeah, I got hacked. Well, we both got hacked together, didn't we?
Yeah, it was awful, wasn't it?
Yeah. But of course, the lovely boys at your gaff sorted it out, didn't
they? Yeah, absolutely.
Fruitworks.
Absolutely.
Fruit Bowl.
Absolutely. Tracy Bartlett has tweeted, hi VanillaWeb, would love a shout out about this event. And there's a website, and I can't read the whole link because it's too long, but it's businesshelpers.co.uk/services. businesshelpers.co.uk/services. Do have a check that out. And it's an event that Tracy Bartlett is running. And you can follow Tracy on the Twitter, and her Twitter handle is _businesshelper. _businesshelper. So do check that out. And another new listener, Nicholas John. VanillaWeb, we'd love a shout out, please. We have our showroom's first anniversary next month. And Nicholas John, our furnishing showroom and shop based over there in the Bexley area, I do believe. So do give them a follow on the Twitter. It's NicholasJohn_. On the Twitter, Nicholas John.
The Pointed Cabbage has tweeted in. Mm-hmm. Morning or good afternoon to you guys.
And Sugar Step Dance. Hello. Watch it. Sugar Step Dance. VanillaWeb, hello. We teach people to learn Sugar Step. I have no idea what Sugar Step
is. Is that maybe where they shuffle, you know?
I have no idea. I've never heard of it, and I'm not doing it because I've only just done Zumba. It's a simple social partner dance, and it's loads of fun, and we'd like a shout-out, please. Well, consider yourself shouted out. You can follow them on the Twitter at Sugar Step Dance, all one word, Sugar Step Dance.
Well, so, I'm seeing that they're sprinkling it on the ground and doing that, you know, little shuffle sound with the
really?
Sugar granules.
Okay. Yeah, that's a sand dance, isn't it?
I know. Oh, that's
yeah.
that, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You'd love to do that, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. And also Neville Gaunt has said, could we have a shout-out, please? Collaborate for Profit, 6 p.m, 27th of May. It's in central London. And again, he's given me a link, which is shortened, so I can't read it, for the event. So the easiest thing is to follow Neville on the Twitter and find out the details of his event on the May the 27th. And you can follow Neville on his Twitter handle, which is Neville Gaunt. That's Neville, NevilleGaunt, Neville Gaunt on the Twitter. Do give him a follow.
The lovely cake maker in Whitstable, award-winning Sally Laker, has tweeted in, Sally for Cakes, saying good morning or good afternoon. Chris Pollard, we've mentioned, he's listening in. The lovely Rift are saying, looking forward to seeing us all tomorrow. That's Rift Accounting. They'll be there with purple T-shirts, I believe.
Fantastic. We've had a tweet from another new listener, Brenda Bailey, who says, would be really grateful for a shout-out about the Harlow Business Exhibition.co.uk, which is only 4 weeks away. That's Bailey Accounts is their Twitter handle, Bailey Accounts, and you can find out about this exhibition in Harlow in Essex by going to their website, which is Harlow Business Exhibition, all one word, .co.uk. And gorgeous Andrea Starbuck has tweeted me to say, Paul, please could you help me find a part-time project coordinator in Tunbridge who loves all things digital? And if that's you and you'd like to find out more about that role, you can contact 10 to 2. You can follow them on the Twitter. It's 10 to 2. That's T-E-N, the number 2, and then the word 2, Kent A. 10, T-E-N, number 2, T-W-O, K-E-N-T-A. So do follow Andrea on the Twitter and find out some more about that project coordinator part-time role for digital.
Sorry, I was just looking at the Twitter. That's Kurt Kirsten or Kirsteen Allen, isn't it?
Yep.
That you were talking about. Liz has sent a picture of her nurse's outfit with just her hand in surgery to David. So, shall I read a little email or not?
No.
Okay, we'll carry on then.
Right. So you're not going to read any more tweets?
Well, okay, I can carry on. Yes, I will do. And they're mostly Nurse Liz, who's sending pictures of herself now as a nurse. She's got quite excited by it all.
David started this. Yeah.
She says she's a retired operating room nurse, wore scrubs. Blood and fluids mean I leave them in the hospital laundry. So no nurse, you know, unless it's got blood and guts on it and gets people's skin.
All right, and we've also had a tweet from PHRS Limited. Appreciate a shout out for our online HR Essentials course on the 28th of May. 10:15 to 12:15 to book, call 0800 644 022. That's 0800 644 4022. Let me read that again. 0800 644 4022. PRHS Limited. Follow them on the Twitter, PRHS_LTD. Do give them a follow.
Did you mention Brenda Bailey?
I have mentioned Brenda Bailey.
Okay, so she had a Harlow Business Exhibition.
I did mention that.
Well done.
Cool. We're going to talk to our next guest now.
Let's.
It's an absolute pleasure to welcome onto the Business Bunker Show for the very first time, Mr. Adrian Oliver of Cycling Age and the Free Wheelers Pub.
The Free Wheel, yeah.
Yeah, the Free Wheel, I beg your pardon. So, Adrian, tell us a little bit about you and a bit about these mad cycling things you're doing.
Well, I got into cycling, I've always been into cycling, but I got into cycle training a few years ago,
right.
And we started Cycling Age,
right.
Which is all about delivering bikeability to kids in schools.
Yeah.
So we train kids from year 4 to year 9, which is great fun. We have a whole host of instructors who go out there to about 60 different schools in Canterbury, Faversham, Whitstable and Herne Bay, and do the training.
Okay. But can I interrupt there?
Yeah.
Being a bear of great age,
yeah.
When I was a kid at school, we used to do cycling proficiency training.
Correct.
Was it Rosper that organised that?
Rosper were one of the partners of the old scheme, but they're also one of the partners of the new scheme.
Oh, are they?
So Bikeability came into being about 7 years ago.
Right.
Based on the national standards that the government wrote, and Rossbill were a partner, and today the cycling proficiency is very different to what we did in schools.
I bet it is.
You know, it's no longer following hoses around playgrounds
exactly.
today.
Yeah, we never really left the playground, did we?
No, you didn't. You didn't.
Threw a few cones.
Exactly.
And
Today, it's a little bit of games on the playground, but it's more about getting riders used to riding on the road and giving them some experience. Mm. It's the only real connection between the old scheme and the new scheme is you still get a badge.
Right, okay, cool. Well, that's what it's all about, having a badge.
It's the badge.
I've got a badge somewhere.
You've got the Tufty badge, haven't you?
I do actually have a Tufty badge. I was in the Tufty badge. I was in the Tufty Club and the Kent Mix, but never mind. So you're involved in cycle training.
Absolutely.
Is that your cycling age handle?
That is, yeah. And we set that up as a community interest company,
right.
So we can really try and expand the training into other areas, and we can obtain grants and things from grant giving people to really expand the training so we can go beyond the school playground.
Right. Okay. So at the moment, that's presumably how you target most of your cycle training, is through schools and those kind of organisations.
Absolutely, absolutely. And youth groups and other organisations that want training. We do it for adults as well.
Right. It's interesting, isn't it? Because there's now this whole zeitgeist about cycling that has been driven by the success of sports cycling over the last decade almost now.
Yeah.
With Chris Borman and all the people involved in British cycling that have made such a big difference and raised the profile. We've had the Tour de France a couple of times.
Absolutely.
It's gone through Tenterton. We got a Tour de Yorkshire last week.
Hey up.
Whip it on a bike and all that kind of stuff.
So when the Tour of Graveney?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We'll have that soon.
So
Tour de Sandwich.
So apart from all the sustainability benefits in terms of cycling, it as a trend, cycling has re-established itself.
Absolutely. From the doldrums of the 70s and 80s, we've had a meteoric climb through the 90s and up the last 20 years. And Sustrans has a lot to do with that.
Right.
So the creation of the cycle network had a lot of to do with getting people back onto bikes and confidently cycling, because a lot of the network is on very quiet roads and off-road on paths.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Oliver.
Yeah.
I want to know what beers you serve. Let's get down to this.
Before she starts on the food and drink, we need to know...
10 minutes in, and Paul hasn't asked.
Yeah, we need to know the motivation for starting a cycling pub. It's certainly Kent's first cycling pub. Is it the country's first cycling pub?
We believe it's the UK's first cycling pub. Yeah,
awesome.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
So do you ban anyone that's not on a bike?
No, everybody's welcome.
Okay.
Everybody's welcome. But with a bike, you get a few bonuses.
Right.
Free water.
Those of you who don't know, Graveney is a lovely little hamlet, really, isn't it? Which is twixt Faversham and Whitstable-y.
Yeah.
On the what we call the seesaw to Benz.
Yes.
On the National Cycle Network 1.
Absolutely.
Thank you, David.
Right, okay.
Robert.
Getting another shout in there.
Absolutely, yeah. That's kind of answered the question I was going to ask you. Why there?
Why there? Well,
why not?
Well, being twixt, Faversham and Whitstable, lovely word.
Yeah. Such an estate agent.
She's a wench.
She's thinking about chocolates.
It is, fascinating. That road that goes through Graveney is possibly one of the busiest cycling roads in the county.
It's absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, and it's lovely. But it is how club riders get east-west.
Right, okay.
Because obviously the Thanet Way is not somewhere you want to ride. And the road going from Faversham through Graveney and Seasorter into Whitstable is a great ride. It's
great ride.
Tell us about the beer.
Again.
Is it a free house? Is it Neem or is it Shepherd Neem?
We are a free house.
Love a free house, don't you, Paul Andrews?
We have a wide variety of beers we can choose from. And as you know, in Kent, there's been this massive explosion of microbreweries.
You've got Mad Cat Brewery in there.
We've got Mad Cat.
I love his stuff.
We've got a bit of powwow in the moment. The real supporters for the pub and the people who really helped us get up and going were Canterbury Brewers, who are actually right in the middle of the city in Canterbury, and they've been a real godsend, helping us get up and running. And we currently have on tap at the moment, we have their Foundry Man's Gold, which is going down a storm.
Really?
That's right. Really good. And we have their pale ale as well.
I do love a pale ale.
Yeah.
And are you serving food?
We are serving food shortly.
Right.
At the moment,
will it be cycling sort of food, so it's healthy, you know, sustainable food?
It's definitely sustainable. We're not talking about food miles. We're talking about food steps.
Mm.
So, for instance,
just grab a sheep out the field, really?
Well, for instance, we had barbecue on last bank holiday, and the sausages came from Monk's Hill Farm.
Fabulous.
Yeah, which is walking distance from, or cycling distance from, our pub.
Is that a farm for deaf children, or
am I
mixing it up?
No, you're absolutely right. Okay. It's connected to the Royal Deaf School in Margate.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's a great farm to support.
Mm. Yeah.
But we did a blind taste on sausages. Really bad job. Awful job. we did a blind taste on sausages the week before our event, and their sausages were head and shoulders above everybody else.
Wow.
Absolutely brilliant. So we had no hesitation.
Cool.
Going to the farm just around the corner.
Can I ask you, bearing in mind that allegedly this is a business show, and allegedly we like to explore business trends and things like that, There's perceived wisdom that the pub trade is dying on its feet. 26 pubs a week are closing in the UK for all kinds of reasons. And I just want to point out, so that you guys don't have to, because I saw somebody post this, and it's not a clever thing to post. Somebody did post, you ought to get a bicycle to the pub, because then you don't have problems with drink driving. That is not true.
No.
That is definitely not true. Do not believe that. If you are caught on a bicycle and you've had a drink, you will be breathalyzed and you will lose your driving license. I just thought I'd mention that.
Yeah, same laws apply.
Absolutely. But the pub traders notoriously struggle with problems. Mm. You've obviously spotted a particular gap in the market with what you've done, because you've opened a unique establishment.
Yeah.
But did you have to think long and hard about doing it before you did it? What was the motivation?
To be honest, if I had thought long and hard about doing it, I might have done it.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah, to be honest, the pub industry is in the doldrums.
Yeah.
People's behaviours has changed, habits have changed, and to be a wet pub now, just doing beer sales and drinks, is virtually impossible. And there's a variety of reasons for that.
Mm.
But for us, we looked at the opportunity and thought, well, instead of being a one-legged stool, we can be a three-legged stool.
Mm.
You know, so much more stable, much more sustainable. So, yes, we have the pub doing the wet sales. We have the food side, which is nothing gastro. I mean, we're not trying to get a Michelin star, but we are trying to serve good local food at good prices.
And who's your chef?
We have a cook, and we have a chef called Emily who's helping us. She's so good. She's helping us voluntarily at the moment.
Wow,
fantastic!
Wow.
So that's
she. Does she live in Seasalter on the front?
She lives in Whitstable. Yes,
I think I might know her.
Oh well, there we go. And then we
how
have,
surprising! Kells knows somebody involved with food
in Whitstable.
Surprise!
And then obviously the bike workshop side is our third leg of our stall that will help us be more sustainable, because the pub has this wonderful 200-year-old building, which because it's an old coaching house, but a horrible 1960s extension. But the horrible 1960s extension is a perfect workshop space for us. And it's actually the workshop I wanted in the first place. I thought someone else would run the pub. But in the end, we had to. We were running out of time, had to bite the bullet and actually take on the pub as well, which I haven't regretted for a minute yet. So,
I think this is fantastic. Yeah, I can't wait to visit with David.
On your bike.
Yeah, and Kate. Kate, you'll come, won't you?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah?
Definitely.
Okay, so how long have you been open?
We opened 3 weeks ago.
Fantastic. Because I know Faversham Creek Hotel, I was invited there for dinner with David Sale. So hook up with him if you don't already. But he's got a minibus for the same reason you say, you know, their profit, if people can only have one drink.
Yeah.
Is. So what you've done is you've actually looked at another market and you're looking at people going out for weekend and kids and the whole thing. And then with Kentish Food, with, as you say, step you know, sustainable but local as much as possible.
Absolutely. That's really important to us. It's always been important to me personally. So finding those local producers, our honey is from a chap up the road, literally up the road. Mm. Our jams are from Whitehill Farm, which is just the other side of Faversham. Mm. Our bread is from Oscar's in Faversham, which is just brilliant bread. Yeah. We've got a lady who makes us pies in Whitstable. So it's just amazing what you can do by just looking around you. And I think the important thing for us is to keep that affordable for everybody.
Mm. And will you be tinkering in your workshop then?
Adrian? I will very shortly be tinkering in my workshop. I've been working on the pub for so long, I've really missed tinkering in my workshop.
Tinkering on bikes, is it?
Tinkering on bikes, okay. Yeah. We will be servicing bikes, building bikes, fixing bikes, selling components, selling accessories.
This is a really clever idea. I really do love this. I mean, you really have pulled all this together, haven't you, in one place? You know, that's really kind of... I mean, that's kind of a vindication of one of my big pet themes about localism and being, you know, you can do things like that where you can pull together a community, and in this case, a community of cycling enthusiasts on all kinds of dimensions. And it can help a local economy as well, because presumably you're attracting cyclists in from other parts of the county, if not the country.
Yeah, just on Saturday we had the San Ferian Cycling Club from Maidstone.
I know the San
Ferian. And they had lunch. They ordered. They rang us on Thursday. They said, could we stop for lunch? They gave us plenty of time to work out how to make a lovely pedlar's table for them.
When I was a kid, two centuries ago, I lived in Bearstead, on the outskirts of Maidstone.
Yeah.
And a guy that I knew belonged to the San Ferian Cycling Club. And it was so unusual to know of that even a cycling club existed, and with such a weird name.
They're actually called the Fairies.
Yeah, the Fairies. Yeah, absolutely. Because it's a corruption of some French term, is it not? Which is where the name came from originally. But I remember that from years and years ago, and all the rest of us played football and did all the things we did, and you'd say to him, what do you do? And he'd go, I'm a fairy. I belong to the San Ferian Cycling Club. And we go, really?
Yeah.
No, cool.
One of the biggest clubs in the county, if not the biggest club in the county. Now,
absolutely.
Absolutely.
Cool. Adrian, we could talk about this forever. Sadly, we're running out of time. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Monk Show. We wish you continued success with Cycling Age and your cycling proficiency and training services, and mega success with the freewheel.
Thank you.
Blimey, how do you describe it? The pub, eatery, micro beer establishment, bike repair centre, and all-round community place.
But that's how pubs have got to evolve,
exactly,
haven't they?
Exactly. It's a great model. Yeah. It's a great business model to show you how we can move forward with that branch of the entertainment and food and drink market. For the moment, though, Adrian, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Focus Show.
Give us
a quick shout-out for your websites.
Well, find us on Facebook, The Freewheel, find us on Twitter, and the website isn't quite live yet, but will be very soon.
When it's live, let us know, and we'll put it on the bunker.
It'll be the freewheel.pub.
But it's on the Twitter, it's The Freewheel Pub. Easy to follow.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks,
and Cycling Age, I think, is your other Twitter
absolutely.
Handle.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Fantastic. Adrian, thank you so much for that. Been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. I'm gonna read a couple more things that we need to read, and then we're going to talk to Kate.
Lovely. Can't wait.
I've had an email from Keith Grimley, who's the Business Development Manager at Logic PM Limited in Maidstone. Funny enough, talking about Maidstone, he says, hi Paul, your listeners might be interested to know that the small rural businesses can apply for up to £50,000 in grants via the new LEADER programme. Projects need to be around farm diversification, rural tourism, Adrian, 50 grand on go for you, rural tourism, forestry, cultural or heritage initiatives, and the money can pay for between 40% and 100% of the cost of the project. Now, I don't have any details on here about how you can find out about that, but presumably if you ask Keith, who sent me the email, he will be able to point you in the right direction, and you can get hold of Keith by emailing him at keithg@logicpm.co.uk, or you can go to their website, which is www.logicpm.co.uk. We will find out some more about those grants, and we will put any links that we find on the Kent Business Radio website for you to look at. But that's 50k grants via the new LEADER programme, and the projects are for farm diversification, rural tourism, forestry, cultural or heritage initiatives. And thank you to Keith for bringing that to our attention. It's now an absolute pleasure to welcome our next guest onto the Business Bunker show. I've been waiting for this for ages, Kate. The absolutely adorable Kate Griffiths, theatrical makeup artist. Kate, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. It's good to be here.
It's an absolute pleasure to have you here. You need to come a little bit closer to the mic because it's not picking you up because I turned my knobs down.
I'm small, 5'1".
Yeah. Hey, listen. Tell
she looks quite normal, doesn't she, though? For listeners, I thought she was going to come in with nuts and bolts out of her neck.
Yeah, for someone that slashes people for a living.
She looks very normal.
She does look quite normal.
Her makeup is lovely.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. She looks really sweet and lovely, yeah. And then she does her business, and you think, oh, my God, how did that happen?
Yeah, I have a slightly weird side to me, but hey, let's find out about that.
So, I want to start off by finding out how you got into this business in the first place. Theatrical makeup, tell me about it.
Yeah, well, theatrical makeup, that's my title, theatrical and media makeup artist. I decided I wanted to do something kind of just a little bit different, and I just saw a course, and I took a year out, so did the course. It was it's at my local college in Tunbridge.
Wow. And this was a course in theatrical makeup?
Yeah, it was, yes.
Wow.
And I got really bitten by the bug, especially the special effects side of it.
Okay. I don't want to interrupt you all the way through this, but I got so many questions I want to ask you here. At first sight, when you talk about theatrical makeup, your first instinct is to think there's somebody standing there with a powder puff, and you know, just puffing your face up and putting lipstick on and combing your hair and making you presentable for going on air.
Yeah.
Was that part of the programme you did?
It was the media side. So we touched on all aspects. So we did theatre, media, editorial, all sorts.
Yeah.
And there was only really a small sort of module on special effects, but that was kind of where I got the bug.
You caught the bug for special effects.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Just because it's just so different.
Right.
I qualified, and then I got a really good opportunity to tutor for Kent Children's University.
Right.
And I'm still associated with them. They're absolutely brilliant. They encourage out-of-hours learning, basically.
Right,
so
I
work with a lot of young people across the county.
So do you do that with schools? Is that how
it
works?
It used to be with schools, but it's not anymore. It's really changed. You can go on the KCU website, have a look. So I'm a learning provider, learning destination, and young people can get credits. They can come on a course with me. We've just finished one in Margate, hoping to have one in the Ashford area during the summer, and we've recently done one in Tunbridge Wells. And they get credits, and they can build up their passport. I stamp their passport with a bloody fingerprint. and then eventually, when they've got enough credits, then they become, they can go to, it's Christchurch,
right,
and get their sort of mini degree.
Fantastic. So, and you're still involved with that?
I'm still associated with them, yeah. It's been a nice long professional relationship with them.
Fantastic. Can I come back to your kind of day-to-day work, as it were?
Yeah.
You now specialise in special effects?
Yeah, I do, really. Yeah. You've got to be a brave bride to ask me to do your makeup.
Right.
But, so I do a lot of film
Sorry to interrupt again, but have you ever been asked to do something weird like that, like actually do a bride, but in some kind of, like, you know, like Bride and Frankenstein type approach?
Not yet.
Hey, that would be cool,
not
wouldn't it?
Yet,
wouldn't that
but
be cool?
There needs to be a first, doesn't there?
Wouldn't that be cool? Imagine if you were the groom and you didn't know, and you were still at the altar and you turned up with a bolt through a yard. That would be awesome.
Someone needs to do it. Just give me a call.
So, I've seen you work, as I made reference to earlier. I first met you for real, because we met virtually a long time ago on Twitter.
Yeah.
But I first met you for real at the Deaf Expo 2015 at the Moat Park at KDCS. Mm. And you were doing makeup on the kids and stuff like that, and they were all having a whale of a time.
Yeah.
That kind of thing, which you put out on Twitter a lot, which is gross and grotesque and horrible and all that things, is that the bulk of the type of work that you do with special effects?
It's been brilliant for me. So I took workshops out into school, sort of environment, really. So when I was doing Children's University, staff were saying, can you come in during term time? But I was working full time anyway. Mm. And then in 2004, I thought, do you know what, I can make this work. So I gave up my real job, and became freelance, and started going into schools and colleges, doing a lot of work with performing arts students, drama students, English students, and yeah, I do a lot of workshops with young people. It's great. I do careers talks, and show them a different side to makeup.
Right.
But there's part of the GCSE and A level performing arts module is a makeup module.
Right.
So a lot of drama teachers won't be able to teach that. So I'll go in and run a small module for them.
Okay. Now I need to ask you this, because I've seen your work and I've seen how you do it, which is absolutely amazing.
Let's not give any secrets away.
Well, no, I wasn't particularly going to do that. I was going to ask you, and maybe you're not allowed to. Maybe there's a secret society of theatrical makeup artists that don't allow not allowed to talk about this. But for instance, if you talk to magicians or whatever, you know there are people around who spend their life inventing tricks.
Yeah.
What I was interested in is the techniques that you use.
Yeah.
Are they kind of standard things, or do you invent your own scars and cuts and special effects and stuff like that?
You know, they're little stencils.
Yeah.
There is a big business in pre-made prosthetics, but basically the method, once you've learnt the method how to do it, which is what I teach people, or is what I go and do on film. But I'm quite sort of creative, and I kind of think of different things that I like the shock factor.
Yeah.
So yeah, I did. You may have seen it out on Twitter. The credit card thing in the arm.
Yeah.
I put that out on Twitter and it got something millions of hits straight away. So yeah, and I use Twitter as my platform for advertising.
Right.
So
you do kind of invent some special effects of your own within the parameters of how.
I think there are no parameters really.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like, let's just do it. It gives people, you can then think, well, I can build this into something. If somebody's doing a film, they want some kind of different effect. Let's get really creative and shocking.
So
everything's possible.
It must be really interesting living with you. You're going to walk through the door and you never know what's going to be there, are you? But for you.
Yeah.
Is there one thing that you've done where you thought, wow, that is I'm so made up by that. I'm so made up by that. You get a pun. is there one thing that is your piece de resistance or something, you know, or do you have a signature piece?
I've done so many things over the years, but I guess one scene for a film that I'm working on with a Kent-based film company, Kent Indie Film. Mm. We're making a horror film. It's been in the making for quite a while. It's a crowdfunded film.
Right.
And we needed to do a murder scene. Mm-hmm. And somebody, the cameraman, actually had just moved into a new house. And he was going to redecorate. So he said, just use my house. So I know this sounds really, really horrific, but we just went to town. And the mother had bludgeoned her entire family.
As you do.
Yeah, I know, it sounds awful, doesn't it? I'm sorry, I shouldn't really be talking about this on air, but I went to town and we covered that place in blood and it was horrific. It really was horrific. And that was the only time I think I've put a warning out with my photos.
Right, okay.
Because it was quite shocking.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't have to answer this.
Okay.
Yeah, because I don't want you to have to give away any of your trade secrets. But quite often for us lay people, when we talk about this, we assume that blood's ketchup, and I'm sure it isn't.
No.
Are you able to tell us what it actually is that you use?
Well, I suppose you could make it out of ketchup if you wanted to. I'm actually sponsored by a blood company, or two blood companies actually. I've won a couple of awards.
my mind just boggled, actually.
So, go on. I'm sponsored by Pigs Might Fly South, who produce blood for the film industry.
Oh, right, okay. So I was just about to turn all the mics off and go, hold on a minute. Yeah, you've been stealing blood from a blood bank.
So HIV positive.
Yeah. Pigs Might Fly South, right, yeah. Okay.
And it's amazing blood. It's the most realistic blood on the market. It was.
Is that actually pig's blood?
No, not at all. No, it's sugar-based because it actually tastes really nice. you can put it in your mouth, it's fine. Honestly, it's absolutely fine. It has to be because, you know, you're going to cover somebody with blood and it's going to get
in. Listen, I have to tell you, Katie's sat in the corner with two incredibly long fangs sticking out of her mouth and a black cape. And Jules came in wafting of garlic and Kate went into a big huddle.
I'm actually going to Romania next Wednesday.
Yeah. Oh, really? I might tag along.
Yeah, come along. Yeah, we could see, what's his name, Transylvania.
Yeah.
So, sorry to interrupt you, Kate. Yeah. So it tastes of sugar.
It does. It's sugar-based. And it was made by Nick Dudman, who is the makeup artist for the Harry Potter movies.
Right,
so
okay.
He did all the makeup on all the franchises. Wow,
so a real professional
and,
there.
Yeah. So last week I had another 20 litres delivered.
Right.
And that sits around and waits to be used.
One of the things I love about business is it never ceases to amaze me, the range of things you come across. You know, a site. Cyclist's pub, a blood maker. I mean, there's no end to the kind of things that you can do as a business. I have never in my wildest dreams believed that there was a company out there whose job was to make artificial blood. Who would have thunk it? Cool. Do they make other bodily
No. No. But there is literally a product for everything. Mm. And one of my suppliers, local guy again, he works all across the world. He's a fantastic chemist but also a makeup artist. And he's based in Faversham, David Stoneman, and he runs a company called Makeup, M-A-E-K-U-P. And you can buy anything. You can buy pus, you can buy vomit, you can buy...
Lovely.
Just literally whatever you want.
If you're having your lunch, listener, I do apologise.
Is he called Pussies Us?
And he just works out of a little place in Faversham, but right. his
making product, pus, yeah, as you would.
And you would never know the difference between fake and real.
Oh, goodness sake. Wow.
Nice.
I'm actually a little bit lost for words with all of this. It's just it's a completely different world, isn't it?
You know,
all of us go to the theatre, we go to the movies, we watch these things, we see horror movies, we see... It's not just horror movies, is it? I mean, that kind of makeup is in all kinds of things, you know,
exactly.
Crime dramas and what have you. And just films in general, you know, where there's an injury of some kind.
Yeah. It
never dawned on me that there are whole companies that specialise in making this stuff. It's just really weird. Funny enough, I had a guy that worked for me years and years ago, Andy, who ended up living in Los Angeles, and he made models of things like the Millennium Falcon and stuff like that,
where he
made models that were used in the Star Wars films. And things like that. And one of his models that he used to have was for a film, I don't know if you remember, called Bedknobs and Broomsticks.
Oh,
yeah.
And he made a lot of the models in that. And
really?
Well, that's
prop
really,
making, yeah. Prop
weird.
Making's big business.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh. So,
I'm scared to ask her anything now.
Well, we could go a little bit more serious. So, I do a lot of film and editorial. So yesterday I had an inquiry for... a music video for a group that are just about to go and tour in America. So I did a bit of research last night and watched From Dusk Till Dawn. Great movie. But then on the other side of it, the flip side, is the weekend I was tutoring a girl that got funding from the Canterbury Arts Council to come and do some tuition with me.
Oh,
so,
okay.
My job is just different every day.
It's very, very
That's what I love about it.
Nurse Liz, who's our listener in Maryland, has said that, is it true that you also can do work with kids and adults who have scars in
yes,
real life?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've worked with people. Someone contacted me, she was getting married actually, and she'd been a self-harmer in her past. And she had really bad scarring and she didn't want everyone to see it. She wanted to wear a nice dress. And I helped her cover it.
Right,
and it was quite nice.
Okay.
Yeah, it was good.
So you can kind of undo some of the damage as well sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just flabbergasted. I just find it so fascinating what you do, which is obviously the reason that I wanted you to come on the show and tell us all about it, because it's just such an interesting thing. And I've followed you on Twitter for ages, and I've seen the pictures that you put out on a regular basis that always make me go, ooh. But not only do they make me go, ooh, you look at him, you think, that is just so realistic. And you have a tendency to think, oh, that's Photoshopped or whatever.
Yeah. No, I don't.
Until I saw
anything.
You do it for real.
Yeah.
And then I just really couldn't believe it when I saw you do it for real.
Yeah.
You know, she had a young kid sat there, and she had a tube or something, which she went like that, and mixed some blood with it, and cut it up. And you just went, oh, my God, if I hadn't seen you do that, I would have called an ambulance.
Yeah. Yeah, a few of them leave workshops and you know, they head off to the supermarket and lie in the aisles and things.
You clearly enjoy your work.
I love it. Yeah, I love that every
day. You're a creative, aren't you?
Yeah.
And that's why you love it.
Yeah. A destructive creative.
Yeah.
and a vampire, of course.
I'm sure she could improve you, though.
Anything would improve me. Yeah.
We'll see after the show.
Absolutely. We're going to try and get Kate to do something, which we'll
tweet
out later.
Do I have to improve on that pink tutu? I don't know if I can do that.
Yeah, absolutely. But Kate, I mean, there are different aspects to your business.
Yeah.
You do training workshops, you do workshops for kids, you actually do film and theatre.
Yeah, I like to keep out in the industry, but I love the teaching side because that was kind of my background before.
Right, okay.
And it pays the bills, and you know, you have to have something unique, don't you, to offer people.
So I'm now seeing in Adrian Oliver's new pub a murder mystery night.
Absolutely. Yeah. Actually, I did some makeup for a guy that he has a murder mystery company, and he just wanted to. He'd been doing his own injuries, and wasn't kind of that.
His wife would just hit him with a rolling pin.
So I went and did some tuition with him and got him sort of, you know, gave him the products to use and how to do it. And murder mystery is a big thing.
Absolutely. do you do things like kids' parties and stuff like that? Is that something you do?
Occasionally, there are kids that like to get their, get the blood out for their parties.
And is Halloween on your calendar in any big way?
Halloween, I kind of don't breathe for most of October and into November. So, I mean, I'm booked. I've got quite a few bookings already for that week. Usually I have a couple of big corporate gigs.
Right.
Last year there was a big company that I've gone to several years. They always have a Halloween ball.
Right.
So I do the whole staff. But I now have a couple of girls doing some extra work with me so that I can get a bit more out there in Halloween because you can't spread yourself everywhere. So Halloween's good. But if anyone wants anything for Halloween, you need to get on my website and drop me an email.
So Kate's Corner D Zombie Market or any other. I don't know what to say next.
You're flabbergasted.
I am, actually. I am. I just love unique creative businesses. Yeah. And it just shows you that it's about passion. It's about passion and enthusiasm.
Yeah.
The same with Adrian, the same with David. They're passionate and enthusiasm about what they do, shines through and everything. And you can make a business out of anything, basically, if you're passionate and enthusiastic about it.
Yeah.
And I'm just staggered that, you know, there are things out there that you just kind of never heard of. And I think that's got to be the saying of the week. Pigs Fly South Blood Providing Company. I just, you know, unbelievable. Passes us anyway.
Well, I'm starting a new business, launching in 2 weeks' time, so I hope to be able to come back on Business Bunker and talk about that.
Do you know what? I'm a bit scared to ask, but go on.
I don't want to put too much out there till I go live, but it involves makeup, it involves cameras, but it involves the corporate market.
Okay, fine. So, when you're ready, tell us, and we'll gladly have you back on to talk about
lovely.
That, Kate, because it's been absolutely fantastic
Thank
talking
you, Paul.
To you.
Thank you, Jules.
I love what you're doing. I love your enthusiasm. I love your passion. I love your
Thank
work.
You.
Give us a shout for your website so that people can find out more about you and your Twitter handle so they can see some of your work.
Yeah, my website is theatricalmakeupartist.com. You can drop me an email through my contact page or find me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram under Kate's FX Makeup. That's Kate KFX makeup.
That's not easy to say, is it?
No.
KFX makeup. Oh, I get it. FX.
FX.
Oh, I get it. I get it. That's
FX.
Cool. That's really clever. Kate, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunk Show. It's been an absolute pleasure. I think we're gonna scar up Jules later and take a photograph and put it on the Twitter so that everybody can see some of your work. But follow Kate on Twitter anyway, because you'll see a load of the things that she's done on there. Absolutely brilliant stuff. For the moment, Kate Griffiths,
thank
theatrical
you.
Makeup.
Thanks, Paul.
Artist
Thanks,
Supreme. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure. We've got very little time left on the show today. We've got a bazillion tweets. And Jules is just about to read an email, I think.
Yes, the Kent Business Tweet Up have emailed in, and they said, don't forget our meetings, which are free business networking. The next one is the 21st of May, which is in Whitstable at the Hotel Continental. And then there's Lendlease in Canterbury with free parking or free bike parking or free buses. Or not free buses, but a bus. And that's on Thursday, the 28th of May, 10 till 12. The details are on kentbusinesstweetup.co.uk.
You're all flustered now, aren't
I
you?
I am.
You're all flustered. It's all that talk of blood and pus.
I know.
It's got you all flustered.
Well, I was wondering how to spell pus, because if you do two S's, it's puss, so it must be one S.
It's one S.
Well, I never knew. So Kent Business Tweet Up, you can follow them at Kent Tweet Ups. Paul Andrews. There's one here about the rally. This is from the lovely Debbie Cameron, who's been on this show many a time. She says there's less than 2 months left until we start this year's Epic Parents Trust Rally, the drive to build a school from Maidstone to Monaco. And it's not too late to register your team. Buy a banger and drive it 2,000 miles across some of the best roads that Europe has to offer. Please email debbie.cameron@fieldsoflife.org. And also you can go to justgiving.com/Debbie Cameron 5. Get involved with that. It's the Trustee Parenta Trust.
Cool. We've had loads of tweets about the 2020 tomorrow, so I'm just going to read a couple of them. Mm-hmm. Amilex Educational Resources, I think that's what it is, yeah. On the Twitter, Amilex, AMELIXEDRES, Amilex Ed Resources. It says, Vanilla Web, hi, we're at Kent 2020 tomorrow together with our Amilex Telecoms. Ask people to pop along. Do pop along and say hello to the guys at Amilex.
And they can come and have an interview with us.
Yeah, absolutely. And we will be there on the Business Bunker Show. Bridger Howes tweeted earlier to say that they will be at the 2020, as will Jobs in Kent. And of course, today's show sponsor, Rift Accounting, will have a big, big stand there. So do pop along. Rift are setting up a base camp at 2020. It will involve alpacas and radio stations.
Really?
It will.
You're really. Taking your alpaca with you, are you?
I'm saying no more.
Oh, yeah. Dear.
Yeah.
Hopefully there'll be a pooper scooper there then.
There's quite a bit of consternation on the Twitter, Kate, about edible fake blood. You have started a trend. Somebody's trying to tie the programme together for us by saying, I wonder if Adrian will sell it in his pub.
On draft?
On draft. Draft fake blood.
Well,
there you go.
Spots, you can do that.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking of Sally Lake as Sally for Cakes, because she makes award-winning cakes for film and things, so you should probably connect with her as well.
Oh, yeah, that would be brilliant.
Well, Glenn, her husband, is one of the writers on Holby City as well. So.
No.
And Vera.
Yeah. But I was thinking Holby City, because that's a hospital thing, isn't it? They must have loads of injuries in that. Yeah, because Holby, you can always tell, can't you? The opening shot is the bloke that you know is going to get squished at some point during the show. Absolutely. We've had a bazillion more tweets. I'm sure, you know, you can all catch up with them. But it's amazing how our listeners managed to tie all of our guests together in one tweet. Yeah. I think they're all planning now a large-scale bicycling accident.
No. No talking about accidents.
Drink driving.
Yeah,
Cycling.
Yeah. Drink cycling.
Yeah. This Friday, the 15th, there's a digital over breakfast event, and it's taking place from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. at the Mercure Hotel, Tunbridge Wells. That's in Pembury, I think. And the guest speaker is Katie King, who's the managing director of Zoodicas. And it's about how to get more sales leads with social media and digital marketing. At least 58% of marketers say that their sales leads have increased using social media. Come and hear how you can use digital marketing to get more sales leads from Katie King, who has trained hundreds of marketing professionals in-house and agencies, as well as startups and SMEs, and major brands such as Saatchi, Kingfisher, O2 and Harrods. Book your place now and join us on Friday the 15th of May and hear why there's no question about social media should be a critical part of your marketing in 2015. Katie is also regularly featured on BBC TV and radio, so great opportunity for you at this interactive breakfast session. It's only £17.50 and that includes a full English breakfast. And if you require any more information, you can either call on 01732 758 530, that's 01732 758 530, or you can email info@bestbusinessevents.co.uk. that's info@bestbusinessevents.co.uk. that's digital over breakfast this Friday at the Mercure Hotel, Tunbridge Wells, from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Had a tweet from Cura Energy. Hello to you, new-ish listeners. They are bespoke energy services across a wide range of sectors. And they say check out their website for further details. The website is Cura, C-U-R-A, energy.co.uk. Thanks for tweeting into the Business Bunker.
Cool. We've got dozens more tweets coming in, but we're almost at the end of the programme. So I want to start wrapping up soon. Telling you about a few things that you need to know about. Last week we launched a new programme on Channel Radio, which was the Community Show. It went down an absolute storm. It got loads and loads of publicity and generated loads of new listeners. Of course, it will be back this Thursday at 10 a.m. So do listen to the gorgeous Laura Burton Lawrence and her sidekick, the Barrister the Broker.
Who's very handsome.
And is in one of the pictures of me with a pink tutu, which I will be using against him in future things. But the Community Show is on at 10 a.m. on a Thursday, so do tune into that.
And Boy George tonight.
It's Boy George tonight. But I'm going to go through what's on the rest of the day in a moment. We're at the end of the show. I think we need to start winding our way towards the end of the show. Have you got anything that needs reading out, George?
The last chance to book for Kent and Victor Chamber. This is Kent Healthy Business Awards Free Business Breakfast. And they're talking about improving economic performance through people and environment. This is in partnership with KCC, Kent County Council. The next dates are Tuesday the 19th of May in Lenham at the Chilston Park Hotel, and Wednesday the 20th of May at the Spitfire Ground, St Lawrence, Canterbury, and Friday the 5th of June at the Mercure Pembury Hotel in Pembury. So get along to those. That's a Kent Invicta Chamber, all details there. There's also a lunch network, which is 12 to 2, at the Singleton Tandoori in Ashford, and that's Thursday the 25th of June. So check out all those, and they will be on kentbusinessradio.co.uk website.
Cool. I've just been looking... Oh, blimey, I've just seen one of Kate's broken leg pictures on Twitter. That caught me by surprise. Oops, don't like the look of that at all.
I've had the real thing, Kate.
Have
on
you?
Both legs, yes. Oh. Not nice, not pleasant.
No. And you're just about to have it again.
Can't wait.
We've had loads more tweets. I'm not going to be able to read them out because we really are at the end of the show now. So I'm sorry if you have tweeted in and we haven't read your tweet out yet. We will kind of retweet it later. And if it's still valid, we'll read it out next week. But thank you for tweeting. We do appreciate it. And we do appreciate all of your interest in all the things that happen on the Business Bunker show. I just want to say a massive, massive thank you to all of the guests on today's show. Alison Palmer from the Federation of Small Business talking about broadband and how it affects small and micro businesses. And as I said, there is a blog on the Kent Business Radio website where you can find all the resources that Alison talked about in her piece, where you can test your broadband and where you can also find out more about the Federation of Small Businesses campaign to get broadband infrastructure improved in the UK. So thank you to Alison and the FSB for joining us today. Also, a big thank you to David Robert of Sustrans telling us about the new prize-giving sustainable transport initiative for your business. So if you are running a small business, it's called Kent Smarter Travel Challenge. Do check that out. Do get involved with it. Do try and win some prizes. As David identified, there are loads and loads of prizes available if you want to get involved. involved in doing anything like that, so do it. And you can do it in the simplest of ways. You don't have to go mad with it. You can, you know, walk to work one day or cycle somewhere or just video conference or even use FaceTime instead of driving somewhere for a meeting.
Do you know FaceTime is so funny? Because, well, Ken Lloyd FaceTime me.
I've seen what you do.
I was lolling, you know.
Yeah, yeah. And so, and also a big thank you to Adrian Oliver of Cycling Age, the cycling training and proficiency company, and founder and owner of the country's, if not the world's, let's go for it, the world's first cycling repair pub. It's got to be. Got to be an only, hasn't it?
You're going to get a lot of Dutch people visiting and coming over on the ferry.
Oh,
I think
we're very orange and blue in the pub.
I bet you are, Adrian. Fantastic to meet you.
Brilliant, thank you.
Brilliant stuff. And what can I say? Kate Griffiths, theatrical effects.
She's a bit spooky.
She's absolutely gorgeous and a brilliant, brilliant business. And what a creative person! Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you all. Coming up on channelradio.co.uk for the rest of the afternoon. At 5 o'clock, we have Mr. Craig Avery, the ladies' favourite, with his stripy socks. That's followed at 7 o'clock by Mr. Jamie Andrews with 18 tracks of unsigned new and up-and-coming music on the New Potato Show. And at 9 o'clock, the fabulous, the awesome Mr. Boy George with the Club Culture Show to round off the evening on channelradio.co.uk. In the meantime, you've been listening to me, Paul Andrews, and the stonkingly gorgeous Jules Sirking on the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk. We will be back with you next week. We hope you have a fabulous week, and we will see you all soon.
Bye-bye.
Right now, there are small business owners like you claiming back on average £46,000 from the government. You see, the government wants to reimburse companies for innovation. What does this mean for you? Well, put simply, if your staff have spent time and resources developing your business, you could claim back cash. We're RIFT. We're specialists in preparing claims for small businesses.